It's time to tee it up for Spin on Golf on 760 WJR, coming to you live from the Cardinal at St. John's, home of the 2026 Live Michigan Team Championship, coming August 27th through the 30th. Spin on Golf is sponsored by Rocket and the Rocket Classic, coming to Detroit Golf Club July 30th through August 2nd. Visit rocketclassic.com for tickets and more information. Now, here are PGA professional Brian Cairns, PGA professional Jordan Young, and WJR's Steve Courtney.
All right, gather around, everybody. It is time to spin on golf, as we do here on WJR every Sunday night from 6 to 7. And we have a lot to get to. But let me just say this to start. My heart is warm. I'm finding myself weeping up here a little bit because my two colleagues are both on site here at Doyle's,
weeping.
At St. John's.
Live weeping. And in person.
Weeping.
Look at you to my left, weeping. Jordan Young.
It sounds like a flight you go in after you lose your first match in the men's invitational. The weepers.
I'm just emotional to see you both at the same time.
Call that the consolation prize.
Yes. DC, how are you, lad?
Good. What's happening, Steve?
Good to see you. Listen, there's a lot of things that are wrong in sport. That's been the case for a while. What we witnessed after William, Carl, Bud, Cauley won the RBC Canadian Open represents everything that is right with sport. He gets his first PGA Tour win. He's greeted by his lovely wife, his two young sons. Very emotional moment for Bud Cauley, and I'll tell you why. He's 36 years old. He played college golf at the University of Alabama. He won once on the Korn Ferry Tour. Qualified for the 2011 U.S. Open. He said, you know what? I figured this game out. He forewent his senior season at Alabama, turned pro. In June of 2018, he was in a horrific car accident. Get this. 5 broken ribs, a broken left leg, and a collapsed lung. He returned to some Korn Ferry activity in October of 2018. Then he suffered some more medical complications in September of 2020. Did not play again until the Korn Ferry Tour, an event in January of 2024. This dude's been through it.
You know, he looks, after he came through all this, he looks way bigger, way stronger than he was. He was always a little petite guy, small guy.
Well, you talk about...
And he really came through this great.
A motivational story.
Oh, yeah.
BC.
Yeah.
To get back and play competitive golf at this level. He wins it by 2 shots. He finishes at 17 under. Matthew Fitzpatrick, gifted player. He's at 15 under. Victor Hovland, nice to see him on the first page, huh? He's at 14 under. Jimmy Stanger, he enjoyed the weekend, 13 under.
Don't do the rest.
No.
Because we don't want to mention you know who. Don't do it.
Who's that?
That locker kicker.
No. We're not getting to that guy.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the defending champ, Ryan Fox. Oh, did he make a charge? Wyndham Clark.
Oh, gee. That guy. How about him wearing the Hughes jersey?
That was cool.
Well, it wasn't cool.
No, it was cool.
He was just getting hammered by the fans, which he should.
He should have, but he deserved it.
He wore the jersey putting, too. They were just booing him
nice,
crazy.
He made nice, too.
The most accomplished Canadian in your national tournament there, Jordan.
There was a lot of Canadians that did.
Sudarshan Yelamaraju.
Who?
Yeah. Finishes at minus 12.
That's pretty good.
He's a story. I don't know a lot about him, but he hasn't been playing golf very long. And he's had a really good year. I think he's had a few top tens.
Yeah, yeah. He's been very competitive.
On the PGA Tour?
Yeah, yeah. And then we have Matthew Anderson, finished T11, Canadian. There was about four or five in the top 15, which is pretty good.
I'll tell you what was a good story. Justin Matthews, the Canadian amateur, he played well, finishing at 8 under, representing Golf Canada.
Yeah.
Which I understand.
Golf Canada's got it going on.
Built a very nice facility right there at TPC Toronto.
Yeah, the America's Tour was there last year, and I was over there checking it out. I haven't been there before. It's a pretty cool place. I mean, it's way out in the middle of nowhere. It's kind of just east of Guelph by about 30 miles.
All right.
Up in the boondocks. And It's a nice area, and they have a beautiful training facility up there for them.
It's nice to know, Jordan Young, that this great game of golf is doing very, very well up north.
Well, BC, maybe you can chime in, but I think Canada has actually been ahead of the curve when it comes to training their national team. They've had some really good coaches, and I don't know why the U.S. hasn't done anything. They're trying to now to try to catch up, but there's a lot of other associations and federations around the world. I could probably name 10 or 12 that are ahead of the U.S.
They've been doing it for a while, but I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all for Americans. Americans have always been individuals. It doesn't work in America. It really doesn't. And, you know, because I used to watch the Denmark team come over, PGA in Florida. Mm-hmm. The South Korean team, and the South Korean team, they're trained a certain way.
Yeah, but the English team, don't they train at down in Florida at the fancy club there?
Yep.
I mean, they hang out. Just Americans?
It's definitely just Americans.
Does this go back to the Ryder Cup?
Like, no, it doesn't go back to the Ryder Cup. It's not going to work. All these kids have their own coaches.
They're not
taught
kids.
Different way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these kids
are taught
their whole lives a different way, and different countries train their students a different way. And
do you think they're
all?
Do you think they're all training them the same way?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay,
but they're training them under a certain platform.
Like if all four of us right here are talented enough to be there, I would think we'd all have our own little niche of how we're training based on the guy running it.
You would think.
It's not like you're running a team.
We don't.
And everybody's got to play the same system.
You can see how the team format works with LIV. It's just in the Americans just.
Yeah.
The question is, if I'm just thinking out loud, which I am, how does the pace of play disparity between the United – so a 4.5-hour round in the United States is what, a 5.5-hour round in Canada?
No. We're the only country in the world.
And you get tariffed, too. You get tariffed.
On top of everything.
We're the only country.
Speaking of time, I was on the course with
Brutal.
Sarah White.
Brutal.
Her partner, and they're playing partners there at the Dow in round one, which was an alternate shot. Interesting format.
Yeah, very interesting.
Because two players go to the tee, and the other player will normally walk up to the middle of the fairway, kind of in the crowd, and then the player hits, and they pop out and hit a shot. Man, they were slow. They almost got penalized.
I'll tell you about yesterday.
They got a little talking to.
Brutal.
But they couldn't say who was slow. And they said tomorrow they will be timed. And they would have been back-to-back, not them, but somebody was penalized last week as well and actually lost by a shot on the LPGA Tour.
Well, the Dow Championship getting some traction there in Midland.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Gina Kim, 26 years old, gets a win, 64th start on the LPGA Tour, and her partner, Yana Wilson, the 2022 USGA Girls Junior winner. They shot some pretty darn good golf to win the Dow Championship. So lots to discuss with you as we continue to discuss this wonderful game of golf. Leave it here. It's Spin on Golf on 760 WJR.
You're listening to Spin on Golf on WJR. Spin on Golf is sponsored by Rocket and the Rocket Classic. Coming to Detroit Golf Club July 30th through August 2nd. Visit rocketclassic.com for tickets and more information. Once again, live from the Cardinal at St. John's, home of the 2026 LIV Michigan Team Championship. Coming August 27th through the 30th, here are PGA professional Brian Cairns, PGA professional Jordan Young, and WJR Steve Courtney.
All right, welcome back into Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. Again, we certainly appreciate our friends at Rocket for helping make this broadcast possible so that we can talk golf with you. Rocket, own the dream. Again, congratulations to Bud Cauley. He wins the RBC Canadian Open at TPC Toronto, Osprey Valley. To be more specific, that would be the North Course where the rough was 4.5 inches as
Steve,
tour prepares for the U.S. Open. BC, please.
It's the National Open.
That's what I said.
It should be 2-under winner, not 16-under. Played too easy.
Well, I just said the rough was 4.5 inches. And you saw what Bud Cauley had to deal with off the horrible drive on 18.
He hit it in the toolies. Come on, it's a short par 5. Man, make it tougher.
It's not what you were saying.
Fairways are too big.
He fell back into the bunker.
I know. He got a grass stain on his right knee, too.
So wow, now that's unacceptable.
Yeah, should have put rain pants on.
By the way, checking the PGA Tour champions. Way to go, Zach Johnson. He wins the Principal Charity Classic Wakanda Club in beautiful Des Moines, Iowa.
Hilly.
I was there last year.
17 under.
I was there last year. That last fairway is like.
Oh, yeah.
It's like your head upside down.
Richard Green and Retief Goosen up next, both at 13 under. So a comfortable win for Mr. Johnson. Meanwhile, big news. So happy to be participating in the Great Lakes Championship. What's going on here is the Epson Tour. As we've explained time and time again on this fine program, the Epson Tour is the step below the LPGA Tour. It is chock full of amazing stories. I digress. There is going to be a special edition of Spin on Golf Tuesday night from 8 to 9. Myself, producer Dave Rieger, that Marcero fella, we're all heading up there to bring this thing to you, to paint a picture. And then we're going to play in the Pro-Am on Wednesday. Played in it last year. It is so much fun.
How many balls are you bringing?
Probably five
question.
For number four.
What are you talking about?
You'll need two clips for number four.
I just asked you a question. How many balls you got? I just want to make sure you're all set.
I'll be there with you. I'll caddy for you.
I have. Okay, deal. And bring some extra balls, would you? I always have six in the bag. That's it.
Oh, that might be a quick day.
I don't lose too
many. I might
many.
Take the over on this one.
Hey, it's like BC at the Athletic Club in the PGA Championship.
Oh, my God.
Those yellow balls don't float.
Okay, here's the reality of the situation. I'm tired of talking to you two.
Okay.
We're going to talk to Susie Fox.
I thought you said you loved having us here.
I did for a minute.
Weeping.
The tournament director of the Great Lakes Championship. At the Highlands at beautiful Boyne, one of my favorite places ever. Susie, how are you?
Well, I'm not having as much fun as you guys are, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you
Wait
don't know what
Tuesday.
I deal with every week
this
there,
is
Susie.
This is the real Susie Fox from Michigan.
Oh, you know, the Great Lakes Championship, Susie, is reloading at the Highlands at Boyne for the second straight year. Last year was the first year, and I know the amazing staff there at Boyne, extremely proud of the remarks that the Epson Tour players made about the entire facility after that championship was over a year ago. Tell us about that.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, we were voted the best new event of 2025, which is, you know, a feather in our cap. And it's a testament to not only the work that the Great Lakes Sports Commission does, who owns and operates this event, but our team here at the Highlands. They're great to work with. And, you know, they just like to do things the Highlands way, the Boyne way, and that's the way we like it. We want to do it the best, and we hope that, you know, gets recognized, and it obviously did last year.
And you have unique perspective, Susie, because you are a former player, 20-plus year head pro in the great state of Michigan. And as I said at the beginning, Susie, this Epson Tour is just chock full of amazing stories because, look, the money, the purses that these girls play for isn't a whole hell of a lot. They are responsible for travel. A lot of them stay with host families when they're on the road. And they have a single desire, and that is to make it to the LPGA Tour. I think it's a fantastic deal.
Well, these are dreamers, as were we back in the day. And I can tell you it's changed a lot. Our biggest purse was $75,000. And right now, you know, the winners are getting anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000 just alone. But you can't survive on this tour unless you play well. It costs a lot of money. And I tell you, the quality of the field is spectacular. I don't care who you play with in the Pro-Am or if you come out to watch who you're watching, you're going to see fabulous golf. And it's more relatable. Yeah, it's more relatable than watching men's golf.
Susie, Jordan Young here with Game Above and co-host with Steve in BC. I'm looking forward to coming up there and spending some time at the Great Lakes Championship. And obviously I've been up there to Boyne quite a bit. The course was in great shape a couple weeks ago. Can't wait to see the girls out there and play. You know, have you heard much about the weather, the course, or how the rain is impacted? Are there being storms that cruise through there at all?
Yeah, Susie, you're in charge of weather, okay?
Yeah, I've had that burden most of my life.
Yeah.
It's no, the course is in spectacular shape. If you recall, last year when we were coming in, they had had a terrible ice storm, and they prepared the course phenomenally, and now it's even better. With the rain that's come through, there's been some flooding up here. The greens are going to be very receptive. But, again, they're not seeing mud or anything on the golf course. And I think that scoring is going to be low.
Well, BC, you had a low score there a couple weeks ago,
well,
right?
Yeah, my partner did.
Look at you,
Pro-Am, but,
Mr. Winner.
But,
yeah.
But the tilt to the greens will still have them scratching their heads, Susie, as you know about the Boeing courses. That's a protection of the heather. And the par fives are not cupcakes by any means because the – basically, the tilt to the greens on the back nines are very, very difficult.
Well, I can tell you the girls aren't cupcakes either.
Uh-huh.
And I expect these professionals to eat up this golf course. Just to give you a little perspective, we have 21 of the top 25 on the race for the card that are going to be here. 8 of the top 10 and 6 of the 7 last event winners. And most likely...
Nice.
We're going to have the winner of the Battle Creek event, which is going on right now, but she's got a fair lead.
Yep.
And, yeah, I mean, it's going to be awesome.
We're hoping that Sarah White wins this one. That's what we're hoping.
Are we now?
We would love that. There would be some sort of chairlift parade, or we'd throw her in
like
the lake or
idea.
Something like that.
I would imagine, Susie, when you are voted best new event, that the players – participating on the Epson Tour take note of things like that, and they want to check out why you got this award. So happy that you've got a wonderful field going into the Great Lakes Championship.
Yeah, we have 142. I have not counted the countries yet. Last year we exceeded, I believe, 24 countries, and it's just amazing to me the, you know, how the tour has changed, and it's awesome. These women professionals deserve the support. It's interesting that the Korn Ferry Tour gets paid to have, you know, viewing on the Golf Channel, whereas the Epson Tour has to pay for it if they want any coverage. So
no, that's great.
That's wrong.
Something inequitable about that.
Yes, 100%.
Pro-Am on Wednesday and Thursday, right, Susie?
And you know what? If somebody wants to get in, we'll squeeze you in. We'd love to have you. I have a $3,000 and a $5,000 option, but we still have room mostly on Thursday, I would say.
There you go,
Steve. Then we've got great competition Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have a wonderful big VIP viewing platform that's very economical to buy tickets for, and it's only $5 to get in the gate.
Oh,
so
that's a bargain.
Yeah.
That's a great, great bargain. Susie,
well,
thank you so very much for your time.
And that all goes to charity. You bet.
Oh. That's wonderful. Again, looking forward to seeing you up there, Susie. Maybe you can join us for the special edition of Spin on Golf. That's going on Tuesday night from 8 to 9. But look forward to chatting with you, Susie.
Thanks, fellas. Look forward to having you up here.
Have a great
All
week.
All right. Susie Fox, Tournament Director, Great Lakes Championship, with us here on Spin on Golf. I'm already competing, I said, on Wednesday.
What's wrong with Thursday? What, you got a backache or something? Can't play 2 days in a row?
I just.
Oh, you only have 6 balls.
I play
right.
when I'm asked.
He's only got six. He's gonna play 1-9 maybe.
Okay. laugh, clown. Spin on Golf will
We're
continue,
jealous.
I believe, as we continue here on 760 WJR.
You're listening to Spin on Golf on WJR. Spin on Golf is sponsored by Rocket and the Rocket Classic. Coming to Detroit Golf Club July 30th through August 2nd. Visit rocketclassic.com for tickets and more information. Once again, live from the Cardinal at St. John's, home of the 2026 LIV Michigan Team Championship. Coming August 27th through the 30th, here are PGA professional Brian Cairns, PGA professional Jordan Young, and WJR Steve Courtney.
All right, my friends, a little golf clap for Bud Cauley, the 36-year-old former Alabama player. Wins the RBC Canadian Open at TPC Toronto Osprey Valley. He puts up a wonderful 17-under, two shots better than Matthew Fitzpatrick. Bud Cauley gets his first win on the PGA Tour. And again, he worked his you-know-what off
to get to this
point.
It's hard to believe it's his first win. It's hard to believe.
Well, a horrific car accident in 2018.
But he was always in the top 50 in FedEx. Well, whatever it was before that. But he was always a contender. A lot of times.
Yeah, he turned pro in 2011, and I read that he did not miss a cut in his first 10 PGA Tour events. That's crazy.
The guy was good.
Yeah. Well, now look at him.
Oh, yeah.
And an amazing scene after his first victory. He is joined by his wife and his two beautiful sons. I love stuff like that. Meanwhile, imagine this. You're a pro, much like my co-host here, BC and Jordan Young, and you're going around participating in events, chopping away. 1 minute you're in Cincinnati, now you're going to compete in Morocco, and you're a professional golfer, and all of a sudden it dawns on you, you don't have any clubs. Kind of a difficult deal. That's what happened to our next guest. Happy to spend some time with Grant Heffner. Grant, tell us about this nightmare scenario, lad.
You know, I think nightmare is the correct word. You know, as a golfer, I think the worst thing that could ever happen to us is going to an event and, you know, not having our clubs with us.
By the way, it's 11:36 in Morocco right now.
At night?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
nice watched them play football yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that was a nice match against Brazil.
Yeah, it was. It was.
I'll bet you the Moroccans were going absolutely crazy, Grant.
I could hear it in the streets. You know, it set me up at night a little bit.
Now, I think the general thought among rank amateurs, such as myself, is if a pro had to, they could just use rented clubs and still go low. Is that the case, or? How attached are pros to their clubs? Is it a big deal, Grant?
To me, it is. It's a sense of comfortability.
Sure.
You know, that you're confident on the first tee box and what you can do. You know, you have to trust your golf swing, but now you got to trust the stuff that's in your hands. And, you know, if this was a PGA Tour event and you don't show up with clubs, well, you're lucky there's the tour vans are there and they can make you up something that's going to perform very well, but that wasn't quite the case with me in Morocco here. You know, there was no equipment manufacturers on site when I arrived.
BC pointed out earlier that you have also gone to the stand-up putter, the elongated, that is all the rage these days, and because you had no clubs, you had to go back to the standard putter. How did that work out for you?
You know, it's funny. I hadn't putted that style in 3.5 years, to your point. You know, I putt with a broomstick, and for the first time, I had to putt with a, you know, conventional blade mid-mallet ping that, you know, the head pro had at the course. And it was the first putter I touched, you know, during the week. So I said this is the one I was going to go with. And, you know, I surprised myself. I hit some great putts. But I also hit some putts that made me realize why I don't putt that way anymore. you know, all in all, you know, I can't complain with where I sat through two rounds. You know, opening day, I'm using a driver from a guy in my Pro-Am group that has a 65-gram stiff shaft, which is a little soft for me. And I had a head pro's putter, and then I actually had the commissioner of the Asian Tour's golf clubs. You know, he had a 3-wood, 7-wood, 4-iron through 58 degree, and you know, I barely hit any of them.
Wow.
And had to tee it up in the tournament and somehow got out of the first round with a 500 par.
That's pretty good.
That's outstanding.
That's
that is really great. And I would imagine rather rare based on what we've discussed there, Grant. Talk to me your thoughts on Bud Cauley. He's 36 years old, a horrific car accident in 2018. 5 broken ribs, broken left leg, collapsed lung, and he's worked hard to get to where he is now. And he gets his first PGA Tour win at the RBC Canadian Open there, Grant. I would imagine if you're a golfer, you could easily use this as inspiration and motivation, yes?
Yeah, I mean, he's 36 years old and just got his first PGA Tour event. As BC was saying earlier, you know, it's shocking he has, but of course he's had that accident. You know, it kind of gives me a sight of, hey, you're never too old when you're getting into your prime. I mean, the average Korn Ferry graduating class is, you know, always anywhere from like 27 to 30 years old. And so, you know, to me, it's, you know, shows, you know, there's opportunity, you know, still out there, whether you're, you know, 22 or 32.
How long you been at it, Grant?
It's my third full season.
All right. Well,
playing full time. He's a late bloomer. You know, he went to school in Wayne State. He's local, homegrown. And he finished up at Jacksonville, got his master's degree, then turned professional after that. And then this is his third full year going at it on his own.
And you got to stick to the fight, right, Grant?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's you got to try. I think there's some talented players that think you know, you're going to go to Q school the first year, and then you're going to get through. And if you don't, you know, and then you're just like they don't have the desire or the passion to chase it. And it's kind of a waiting game, you know. Yeah, the PGA Tour University has shown that the top number one ranked college kid can come out and play pretty darn well. But again, you know, look at Bud Cauley this week. You know, first PGA Tour win at 36. Yeah, you never know when you're going to get there. And fortunately for me, every year I've gotten a little better. And this week in Morocco is just a testament to that.
Are you going to change how you ship your clubs?
I'm going to make sure I got an air tag in them, and I'm going to try my best to stay on Delta. British Airways was not favorable this week.
Have they found them yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I played them the last 36 holes.
Okay, good.
Three and a half
good.
Days to find where they were.
How did they feel when you got them back in your hands and you played them?
It was weird. I was playing these ping like eye blades that the commissioner had, and then I of course played these new Tour Edge irons. And so first hole with my clubs, I didn't really hit them. Like, I'm trying to figure out yardages again. You know, I'm playing at sea level in a human Morocco off Zoysia fairways. I'm trying to think of, you know, how does my ball fly again? And you know, I airmailed the first green. You know, it's like, okay, you know, these come off a little hotter than mine than the pings did.
Well, certainly glad it all worked out, Grant, and certainly appreciate you spending some time with us here on Spin on Golf. Thank you.
Get some sleep.
Will do. Have a good one, guys.
All right, Grant. Thanks, see ya. All right. Thank you.
I'm surrounded by pros. You know, just that fact alone should shave five strokes off my game.
That's crazy. I mean,
you would think.
Just to get the clubs and get in a mindset, right?
Why don't you take my clubs this week and play with them? And I'll take your clubs this week and play with them.
No, because you probably use blades, don't you?
No. No.
I love my irons, dude.
You do?
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
There's a problem right there.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I'm a ping dude.
Well, I'm a ping wood guy.
Are you now?
Yeah. Yeah, I got ping woods.
Yeah, driver. Three wood, yeah. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, yeah. Shirk sound irons, you know. You'll come around one day.
I think I'm going to take 10 balls to the.
he's got a pink.
They come in packs of three, if you want. We're wondering.
All right.
They don't come in tens.
I'm not worried about
nine
it.
Nine or 12, six, nine or 12.
There is a lot to discuss. Phil Mickelson back in the news for reasons that he's not very happy about. There's some more chatter going on about Liv. And sadly, the Rocket Classic is no more. We'll discuss this when we continue with Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR.
You're listening to Spin on Golf on WJR. Spin on Golf is sponsored by Rocket and the Rocket Classic. Coming to Detroit Golf Club July 30th through August 2nd. Visit rocketclassic.com for tickets and more information. Once again, live from the Cardinal at St. John's, home of the 2026 LIV Michigan Team Championship. Coming August 27th through the 30th, here are PGA professional Brian Cairns, PGA professional Jordan Young, and WJR Steve Courtney.
All right, my friends, aside from the stimulating, and I do mean stimulating, golf conversation we've been bringing to you, there is a rather significant developing story. President Trump is saying an agreement has been reached with Iran and that the U.S. will end its naval blockade on the country. And this is rather strong as well. Iran's deputy foreign minister confirmed the text has been finalized and commitments will take effect starting Friday. And speaking of Friday, it is expected there is going to be a signing ceremony that will take place on Friday in Switzerland. So there you go. A very nice piece of news
and
there.
And more news to come tomorrow, too, right?
Yeah, and make sure you keep it here on WJR tonight into JR Mornings with the group tomorrow. We'll have all the late-breaking developments, especially for you. But it's nice to know there is a sign anyway that this conflict is coming to an end. Mm-hmm. So that being said, there is another conflict as it applies to golf, and that is LIV. And has the plot thickened as far as LIV goes? Now, the original reports were that the Saudi Public Investment Fund agreed to finance it through the remainder of the year. Has that changed? CEO Scott O'Neill, speaking to CNBC just last Tuesday, said LIV Golf has to trust that the PIF will follow through on its promise to fund the league through the remainder of this 2026 season. But when the CEO was asked if he could guarantee that the four remaining tournaments would be played as scheduled, he said, "What I can guarantee is a heck of a return if you come invest in this business," to the tune of $250 million is what they're looking for. This is vital to us because you know what's going on here at the Cardinal, August 27th through the 30th, as was the case last year. LIV is supposed to have the team championship back here. So there is also a source that was asked, and he says the four remaining events are on the fence. So that's all
I heard. What did you just quote him saying? Don't put words in his mouth, Steve.
I'm reading a direct quote.
He just redirected and said there'll be a beneficial opportunity if you invest $250 million.
So he never answered. He's like the PGA of America. He never answered the question.
Asked if he could guarantee that the four remaining tournaments would be played as scheduled, he said, and I'm quoting here, "What I can guarantee is a heck of a return if you come invest in this business."
They were also said that there would a third of it would be funded potentially? A third would be potentially funded by PIF?
Yeah, but as we discussed,
they're pulling
two, 3 weeks
everything.
Ago. Yes.
They're pulling back the line. They're pulling back the big mall. Mm-hmm. They're pulling back their indoor ski deal. Mm-hmm. They're pulling back. I think the prince is a smart guy, and he understands that, this probably isn't a good idea economically in front of his own people. I'm just saying.
There is a report that quoted a high-ranking executive from one of LIV's partners who said every remaining tournament is on the fence. So I don't know. If you're one to read between the lines.
Which I don't like. I like black and white.
There you go. Yep. So we shall see. Meanwhile, it just seems like yesterday, Phil Mickelson was the People's Choice winner, was he not?
We don't have to talk
How many
this.
Thumbs up did we see Phil give everybody, and it brought the house down?
This is not a normal person.
He has been kicked out of a San Diego golf club over allegations that he made unwanted physical contact with a female employee. You hate to hear stuff like this. The San Diego County Sheriff's Office said it investigated the allegation but found no evidence that an assault occurred. Meanwhile, officials at the Farms, the venue in question, reviewed and investigated, Golf Digest reported, and then confronted Mickelson on the course. All of a sudden, Lefty's 55 years old. He was told to leave the premises.
PC.
I have no comment. I can't comment on it. I really don't. I'm really not. I'm going to take the fifth on this. I might know too much.
I don't disagree with you because my point of view, I know some things as well, but
yes.
We don't know both sides of the story. We don't know what the video footage is. We don't know anything.
Guilty till proven.
Well,
innocent. Innocent till proven guilty.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, and I understand that. Like you two, probably not to the degree that you two have heard spatterings along the way about Phil Mickelson and his conduct off a golf course. I have heard some things as well. I'm not going to comment on them on this radio show because I can't verify them.
Right.
But from what I've heard, they are questionable at best. So that being said, again, you're talking about a guy who had galleries following him all over the golf course.
Well, I mean, you know, Tiger's had some situations, to say the least, over the last decade and a half.
He certainly has.
And Phil has had some as well. But, yeah, it's
I'm blown away that people even follow these guys
anymore. Let's see what happens in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm blown away.
Six-time major champion.
Yep.
And he certainly made his contributions to golf. But then, didn't he kind of step in it over the whole LIV thing at its infancy?
I don't think so. I think he made a statement, and he was 100% correct. I saw the emails.
Referring to the Saudis as scary blah, blah, blah. Mother blah, blah, blah.
Well, $250 million paycheck might change your mind, Steve.
And it
I might even like
certainly did
Dave Rieger if I got a $250 million check.
Now, that's a strong
$250?
Well, $250 check because he's wearing a Denver thing. I mean, come on.
Come on.
Denver.
He's worth more than $250.
Anyway.
You would think.
Yeah, bad. Just bad PR. Bad, bad, bad.
Well, you just hate to hear it. But I don't know if it's true or not. I'm sure the investigations have been going on all over the place. Inside the farms. Are you familiar with that facility?
It's a nice place. I was just at Rancho Santa Fe, 3 weeks ago and played
that's
there.
Where it's at.
And it was unbelievable. And the farms is just right close by. And Rancho's where Mickelson's a member, too.
Yep.
The farms, about 10 miles from Torrey Pines, Annika Sorenstam is a member. Xander Schauffele is a member. So there's some pretty heavy hitters involved in that establishment.
It's a cool spot.
Certainly wouldn't accept
it's
the likes
really
of me.
Really cool spot.
There's one problem with it. It's in California.
I know how you feel about that. Okay.
The gas is really expensive.
It's that time. Once again,
PGA
recapping.
Tour.
Recapping our top story of the hour, an agreement has been reached. President Trump saying an agreement has been reached with Iran. And it's been backed by the authorities in Iran. There's going to be a signing in Switzerland on Friday. Again, for all the late-breaking developments, make sure you leave it here on 760 WJR through tomorrow morning.
So the POW is the PGA Tour, but having said that, I don't know both sides of the story with Rocket and the PGA Tour, but for God's sakes, hasn't Mr. Gilbert given the PGA Tour enough money?
Yes, he has.
That's all I got to say.
And if
shame on the PGA Tour
and
for
raised,
not.
And raised $10 million.
And raised a ton of money for
years.
The city of Detroit. Ton of money.
And if the speculation is correct where the tour wanted more, then shame on them.
Absolutely, 100%. Shame on them.
You know, it's sad. A decent run, though. I'm sure Mr. Gilbert would have liked to had a higher standing on the PGA Tour. And it just didn't. But we are a mere 46 days away from the next Rocket Classic. Certainly looking forward to it. We'll be doing the show from there.
Yep.
Meanwhile,
Wyndham
our
Clark.
Time for this edition,
Wyndham
it just
Clark.
Flies,
Wyndham
doesn't
Clark,
it?
Wyndham Clark, Bunk of the Week, oh. Jersey. That's too much, too early, too soon.
Oh,
sorry.
Great. It was great.
Okay.
Sorry.
And you are the least Wyndham Clark guy.
Hey, yeah, but...
Congrats to our people at the Dow. Great event.
Yep.
It was a pretty nice.
Great
event.
Yeah,
event.
You talk about
a,
an event that's getting
that
great
was
traction.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay,
awesome.
We got to go. Dave Rieger, thank you very much. I want to thank Andres Hyde back at the Golden Tower. Jordan, thank you. BC, thank you. Thank you very much to our sponsor, Rocket. Own the dream. Have a great night, everybody.